Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers.
It's time for another conversation. Welcome to Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Dealey. You know, it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people. And we're going to be talking to Pete Bombacci. Pete is the founder of the General Project. And in his words, he said he's just trying to make the world a happier place. Now, Pete, welcome to Making It Last.
Noreen, so great to be here with you. Thank you for the opportunity to share this important message.
So before we get into what we're going to be talking about, just tell us a little bit about the GenWell project or movement. What is that?
Yeah, it was originally inspired by an incident that happened on the northeastern seaboard of North America back in 2003, which was a blackout, and 50 million people went without power for anywhere between 2 and 7 days, including Toronto in Canada and New York south of the border. And what was amazing during that time is how, first and foremost, we all stepped up to help each other. But once we were all safe and secure and we had the opportunity to check on our loved ones, what started to happen was we connected with each other, something that, you know, many of us hadn't found the time to do for, you know, weeks, months, and years previous. And so, inspired by what happened that day, I thought to myself, maybe that's actually what the problem is that we need more excuses. And number two is we also need to educate people on the facts around human connection, because today the facts are very clear on how important human connection is to our health and happiness. And if we had a few more times throughout the course of the year where we were getting together to celebrate human connection, instead of seeing it through the lens of an illness or a cause or a crisis, maybe we could inspire more people to take action and get connected.
It's a nice segue then into what we're going to be talking about, which is how can human connection be maintained? And given what is happening currently in this, and people call it different things, new normal, COVID world, you know, however we want to describe it, how can human connection be maintained?
Yeah, well, it's such an interesting question, as you say, based on current circumstances. But here's what I would say, Noreen. First off, when we launched the movement in 2016, the goal was to actually get people to build healthy connection habits before the crisis came. Because building those connections before the crisis comes is what's really important. Because trying to build those connections when we're in the crisis, we've seen it. You know, we want to help our seniors by getting connected with them, but everybody's fearful of, you know, will you take advantage of them? We can't go in because of COVID protocols. We're all fearful. But if you and I had a relationship with a senior before we got to the crisis, then Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. whoever it would be, would feel more comfortable with us coming and dropping off food or calling and having a conversation. And this is what building relationships can do for us. Is what we need to do is build and entrench these habits into our lives before the crisis comes. And beyond COVID, we're all going to face more crisis, whether that's a divorce, which is up by 25%, whether it's illness. I just heard a stat the other day that cancer diagnoses are down by 40%. Well, it's not because people aren't getting cancer. It's because nobody's going to the doctor. And so on the other side of this crisis that we're in now, we're going to have more reasons for people to need each other and to support each other. So how do we make human connection happen? We first off need to educate. Here's the real insight is you and I were never educated on how important human connection was. We were told to go to the gym. We were told to eat better, you know, more fruit and vegetables. If you were lucky, you grew up in a family that really cherished, you know, human connection in the family, dinners, you know, events where everybody came together. But even then, and I grew up in a family, we had, you know, all the special occasions we would come together as a family. But I don't think anybody ever really educated me on why. You know, Simon Sinek would always say, if you don't know the why, then you're not really understanding the purpose behind what you're doing. And here's what the research now says. Spending time with other people and the relationships that come out of it are the single largest indicator of happiness in our life. They reduce anxiety and depression. They increase empathy, compassion, and resilience, something that the world needs more of now than ever before. Mm-hmm. It strengthens our immune system and our self-confidence, and it can increase your chances of living longer by up to 50%. And even more recently, there was a study out of Harvard and the Massachusetts General Hospital saying the single greatest action we can all take to avoid depression is spending time with other people. It's not going for a walk. Mm. It's not exercising. It's not eating better. It's actually doing what you and I are doing right now. It's having a conversation and engaging with each other. It'd be better if we were doing it in person, but you know, this is better than nothing in a time like we're in now. So our message right now in maintaining human connection is, hey, let's not continue to take our relationships for granted when we get through the pandemic. And let's start to make time and cherish the relationships we have, whether it's with our own family, with our neighbors, with our friends, with our colleagues. Let's make the time to build those relationships that when each of us go through the challenges that we all go through, that we actually have the support networks in place. And if for the short term we have to do it like this through digital technology, well, that's a great way to supplement the relationships that we'll get back to, hopefully sooner rather than later.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Are you struggling to become an effective communicator? Let Noreen Daly, the communication specialist, get you there. Services include communications consultancy, one-on-one coaching, public speaking and debate training, leadership and team building sessions, plus much more. Visit NoreenDaly.com for more info. Noreen Daly, redefining the way you communicate.
You started earlier though, and then you went that in terms of building these relationships, I think one of the first things you started saying in terms of educate. Could you just complete that thought? You said, educate. Who are we educating? Educating each other, making people more aware of how important this is? What?
Yeah. So if I asked you, Noreen, hey, do you know how much we're supposed to exercise every day? What are they saying that, you know, the answer is somewhere, I think I've heard anywhere, depending on who you listen to, it's like 30 to 60 minutes a day. We're supposed to go for a walk or, you know, exercise in some way, shape or form. The reason most of us know that is because for 50 years, the education system has been educating young people. And we've heard it in the news. We've got brands that are sharing the message because, you know, if you're a sport brand, you want to get people to use your equipment or clothing. And therefore, it's a great message of purpose to say, you know, hey, you should stay active. Oh, by the way, you know, we sell running shoes and clothing. So, yeah, you should do it. Mm-hmm. And just do it might be a phrase that most of us are familiar with. So the problem now is that we have never been educated. Up until the early 2000s, we didn't need to educate people about the importance of human connection. Why? Because it used to just happen. When I grew up, there was always kids on the street to play because we didn't have the distraction of 24-hour news channels and on-demand TV and gaming and all the social media. And our parents used to talk to each other. We didn't have automatic garage doors where you'd press a button and disappear into a big home. Or, you know, even when we're in a mass complex, we're building bigger and bigger buildings. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen a piece of research in the past is above seven floors, people don't try to connect with each other because they just think it's overwhelming. There's too many people. I'll never get to know them. So we've created this society where we have, you know, taller backyard fences, bigger buildings, bigger homes for smaller families. We've got, you know, in-home movie theaters. We've got back decks instead of front porches. Everything that we've done to ourselves has created the isolation that we're waking up in. And now you add technology and the amount of not only the time we spend on tech, but also the emotional impact that it has when we watch people live their human highlight reel on our, you know, on our phones and on our social platforms. No wonder we don't want to connect with people because we're walking around fearful that we can't keep up the way, you know, we should or that we could. You know, we have to get over that. And that's what we're trying to do.
True. There's somebody who is listening and they will say, but you know, with everything else that's happening, I even find it difficult to even cope with just how much my life has changed in just such a short span. I mean, we're almost a year into the pandemic, but people are still grappling with living this virtual life. You know, they're probably thinking, Pete, how can I then, you know, shift my focus to even try to maintain this connection? If it is that if this person is close to me, or this is a family, or it, the connection should already be there, why should I even bother to even add that to everything else that I'm juggling?
Well, it's a beautiful question. So first off, I kind of hear two things there. Number one, mm-hmm. I may have my connections with my family, and that's mm-hmm. all I have enough for right now. And frankly, I would say, if that's all you have, and mm-hmm. that's okay for you, then that's awesome. And you don't have any more time, then that's great. So stick with it. Make sure you nourish and you cherish those relationships. But there's also a segment of the population, Noreen, that, you know, they're doing okay through this. And our encouragement as part of the GenWell project is about saying to those people, hey, right now, if you feel like everything's going well and you have a support network and you're not worried about food, water, shelter, safety, or security, the mm-hmm. fundamental needs that we have as human beings, then maybe right now the greatest gift that you could give to somebody else, whether it's a neighbor, a friend, somebody walking down the street, is the gift of human connection. Maybe you could say mm-hmm. hello to a few more people today. Maybe you could reach out to an elderly neighbor. I have a deaf sister, so maybe you could reach out to somebody who's got a handicap. Maybe you could reach out to a young person who's been spending all day homeschooling, who hasn't seen his buddies, and you could say, hey, do you want to go out and go for a walk? And let's talk about this, the latest ball game of whatever sport you love. And let's recognize that right now, one of the greatest gifts that we can give each other is the gift of connection. And now it's just a matter of us looking around in our lives and saying, who could I help? You know, is somebody, if divorces are up by 25%, there's probably a good chance that somebody that we know is having a relationship struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, if thousands and thousands of people have lost their job, who in your circle would benefit from you calling them and saying, hey, I heard that you guys, you know, your company just laid off 1,000. What were you one of them? Are you okay? Is there anything I can do? Can I support you? Because even the people, I think they call it survivor syndrome. When you didn't get laid off, you're still fearful that you'll be next, or why wasn't me? So think about the people in your life who would benefit from a phone call, from a Zoom call, from a FaceTime, from a whatever platform you want
to use,
and reach out right now and just say, hey, how are you doing?
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor. So the whole idea of a branding strategy sounded so exotic and so fancy to me. But after having several conversations with Neon, I now have a clearer understanding. I am sure of what my identity is, what it is that I want people to see Noreen Daly as. Thanks, Neon. Thanks, Splint. Visit them at wearesplint.com.
You know, I'm listening to that and I'm saying there's somebody who will listen and say, I don't know. You know, I try. You know, there's some people they and for them, if it's going to feel like it's too much work, they say this is unnatural and it shouldn't be so hard. You know, I envision somebody saying, you know, it really shouldn't be that hard. And what would be your response to that?
Yeah, if they head over to any one of our social platforms before the holidays, we posted a series of infographics. Mm-hmm. And some of the infographics talked about how simple it is to help a neighbor. And sometimes it may not be starting with a conversation. Maybe it's about you're in Georgia, I'm in Toronto, Canada. You know, up here it might be about shoveling somebody's driveway or their sidewalk and just saying, hey, I got that for you. Or taking out their garbage, or dropping off a basket of flowers or some cookies or something, just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I know that we're in the midst of a pandemic. If you ever need anything at the store, let me know, because I can go. I'll pick it up. Think of the people, you know, I've got one, a little boy, but I know parents who have 3 kids who are overwhelmed right now. And so what about a note on a door to a neighbor and just say, hey, I know that you must be just absolutely jammed with things to do every day trying to manage your kids, I wanted to let you know that here's my number. If you need anything, I'd be happy to go to the store. And of course, using all the proper protocols, you know, mask, hand washing. But right now, more than ever, we can help each other through a conversation. And if it, if the conversation is the tough part, then maybe it's a little gesture that you can actually start the conversation with. And that's also recognizing on those infographics, we talked about all those people, you know, social connection is really important as strangers as well. So, you know, you're walking down the street right now. Of course, we're all trying to stay socially distant, but what about just waving at somebody and saying good morning or good afternoon? There's lots of research that shows even connecting like that can make a difference, not only in your day, but in the other person's day. And so it's all these little things together, Noreen, that help us start to feel like we actually belong to each other and part of something more than just ourselves. Because the unfortunate part is when we get inside our own heads and we start to ruminate, we don't tend to tell ourselves the good things. We tend to focus on the bad things.
That's true.
And so if we can find ways to continue to think about the goodness that we have and what we can give to other people. And the beautiful thing about connection is it costs you nothing.
Yeah.
You know, picking up a phone usually doesn't cost you anything these days. You can do it over tech like we're doing.
Right.
You know, it's a wave on the street that doesn't cost a penny. All it takes is a little bit of initiative. And you're even doing it behind a mask. So you're not even fully exposing yourself. You're just going to wave, raise your hand and wave it a little bit. All of these little gestures start building the connection in the community that help us feel like we are part of something bigger than ourselves. And this is the start of creating a movement where we make the world a happier and healthier place because we feel like we're part of something bigger.
You know, there is nothing that I could add to that. Nothing else. I think you summed it up nicely. Thank you so much for sharing, Pete, with us.
Thank you for letting me share. And thank you for believing in what we're trying to do, because we need champions like you who want to spread this message with the world. So I really do appreciate it, Noreen.
This was Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly. Until next time.
Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together.